Hey there, this is Nick Good here, and I want to share with you today some very powerful information that is going to supercharge your spiritual practice. And it's all about standing in the fire, or sitting in the fire. Resting in the fire, being in the fire. This fire is a holy fire, or I should say the holy fire. See, there's spiritual practice and there's spiritual practice. If your spiritual practice is effective, then you're going to be feeling increased levels of peace. You're going to be feeling healing. You're going to be feeling a deeper sense of love and connection. Through yourself, to life, to God, to the spirit of life, the presence of life. And you're going to be feeling more power, more powerful. That means if you hold intentions, if you intentionalize something, you have a desire or a goal that you're intentionalizing, or you feel that there's a certain calling in life that you're being called to fulfill. If you have an effective spiritual practice, then that intention is going to be realized. Life will support you in manifesting whatever it is that you need to manifest. People, situations, circumstances, resources. See, the wonderful thing about life is it is wholly benevolent. When we are aligned with it, our lives are uplifted and we are absolutely supported. And the trick is removing everything and anything from ourselves that is preventing us from being in absolute alignment with life. Hence the need to sit in the fire. So the holy fire, it is the fire of God. I'm using the element of fire as a mythological image of burning. We're setting the intention. We're using our imagination to hold ourselves, our consciousness, in a fire. And as we do this, as a spiritual practice, we set the intention of burning anything and everything that is preventing us from enjoying the full expression of our spiritual potential. So we can set the intention before the practice. And we can just quietly sit. If we need to do some alternate nostril breathing, we can do that. In fact, we'll do a few breaths right now. So, using your right hand, put your right thumb on your right nostril and inhale through your left nostril. Now, using your third finger or your little finger, close your left nostril and open the right and exhale. Inhale through the right. Do it very softly and gently with a lot of love. Close the right with your thumb. Open the left and exhale. Inhale through the left. Close the left, open the right, and exhale. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left. Exhale right. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Breathing with a lot of love. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. See, it's all about doing it with love. The more love you can bring into your spiritual practice, the more effective it is. The worst thing we can do in spiritual practice is make it a mental exercise. Keep the mind out of it. And just relax the breathing. Bring your hands together in front of your heart. Smiling, the golden inner smile. Looking up within. Looking up inside of yourself, smiling a golden inner smile, hands together in front of your heart, looking up within. And just allow yourself to sink into that place of absolute receptivity. Smiling, looking up within. We'll just say a little prayer right now. And just be in a state of absolute receptivity in the name of love. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love, through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, in the name of love, for the highest good of all beings, throughout all space and time, forever and ever, in the name of love, hallelujah, 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 in the name of love, hallelujah. And I'm just going to pray silently for you now. And just allow yourself to receive. Smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within. As if there's a golden waterfall above you. And cascading down into you are abundant blessings. And just allow yourself to receive those blessings. The secret to prayer is to intentionalize it very deeply. Deeper than your mind. So you don't make it a rhetorical or verbal, mental exercise. You intentionalize it deeply, deeply, deeply within you. So you go to that the deepest place you can within yourself that is absolute receptivity, deep, deep, deep in your inner darkness. And you have to be able to relax in order to get there. You don't have to lay down and try and, you know, get into deep delta or even theta wave states of consciousness. You can just do the alternate nostril breathing and it'll bring you immediately into alpha consciousness, alpha brainwave states. And from there you can connect. And you just drop as deep as you can into your inner darkness, into your depth, where you're absolutely receptive, and that's where you intentionalize your prayer. That's where you reach from, that's where you sing from, and that's the place, that's the space, that's where it lands. That's where real communication occurs. And you transmit a feeling that is registered by life. You communicate to the spirit of life from your own secret place. And it's a silent communication. It's a communication of intention. And that intention comes from that space of deep, deep, deep integrity within yourself, your inner being. Communicate from there. So that's the first step in the preparation for the practice. Drop in, intentionalize. Dedicate your practice to the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time, forever and ever, in the name of love. And ask Almighty God, through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, and if you want to supercharge it, do it in the name of Jesus. For the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time, forever and ever, use the name of Jesus Christ. And set your intention. God Almighty, help me to transmute, dissolve everything and anything that is preventing me from experiencing you. For the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time, forever and ever, help me to sit in the holy fire and burn up everything that no longer serves me, so that I become a purer, more perfect expression of your love, your light, your truth, your peace, your power in the world of form, for the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time, forever and ever and ever. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. Those are examples for you to be inspired. That's how you begin. Alternate nostril breathing. Drop in deep. Connect. Intentionalize. And then begin the practice.